WorthCleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Halloween is here, but you still have a chance for spooky savings at Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium. Looking for a last-minute costume? Discount Dracula's has them. How about a cape? You could go as a guy in a cape. Or Zorro without the mask. Or Batman on laundry day. Discount Dracula knows women love to look sexy on Halloween. May I suggest a cape? You can be a naughty woman wearing a cape. Meow. Discount Dracula's Halloween Emporium, located at the strip mall. Look for our plastic banner hanging over where the Circuit City sign used to be.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
At 4. Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. President Trump proposing
middle income tax reduction of about 10%.
He'd like to see it happen before the November midterms, but his proposal is a resolution, not how taxes are handled. And members of Congress are home campaigning. The president traveling to Houston, Texas this hour to headline a rally tonight for a former rival, giving the GOP senator a new nickname.
He's not lying dead anymore.
What is he doing?
Former President Obama in Nevada this hour, campaigning for Democrats there. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow down nearly 127, the S&P off almost 12, the NASDAQ up 19. This is Fox News.
Warning, the following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Discretion is advised.
Due to mature adult content, parental discretion is advised.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
Joey, it's dirty Sunday night football.
The Chiefs come out onto the field, set to meet the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday night football.
Tonight.
They're loaded.
Coming down on him.
Bump and run right in the face.
And Hunt making friends with that pylon for the second time tonight.
And he sees a little gap and he goes and gets it. Feel a little squeezed in.
A.J. Green had to reach down for it.
And you saw Mahomes put it in his left hand. I was anxious to watch that one. Bobby Hart around the edge. There's the gap now that we are just not used to seeing. Fireworks are coming. Man under, too deep. Get down at the same time. Get down.
Man under too deep. Amazing, isn't it? 4 minutes after four, that is a weekly feature during the football season here on Happy Hour. I, again, wish to apologize, A, for not being here on Friday, and we're still working our way back. So if I sound a little off, I still got some crud up here.
How did you time doing that with your nose in hitting a sound effect on the board?
I'm just that good after all these years.
Man, like a fine wine.
Oh, yeah. And a couple of people waited through the break to talk to us, so let's see what they have to say, starting with Cliff.
Yeah, Greg, as far as the nuclear bomb in Germany, it was found after the war when the American scientists went in. Their premier nuclear physicist, who at the time was probably the best in the world, his math was wrong. And what they feel on that is that he did that on purpose, that he couldn't, he could nowhere way in the world stand for Hitler to have the bomb. And secondly, there was a meme, and they attributed the quote to Winston Churchill. He said back during the war that your fascists would label themselves as anti-fascists. And third, speaking about people beating up on Antifa. When they had the thing going on at Berkeley, I think it was Ann Coulter or Shapiro, when they rioted out there,
yeah,
they were beating up on an older Trumper. And this young Kenny Kidd jumped in and said, "Hey, man, stop. This is all wrong." And they looked at him and said, "Who in the hell do you think you are, an MMA fighter?" And he just happened at the time, I think he was like the bantamweight champion, going to Berkeley, taking classes. And they ran like scalded dogs. And can you put me in for that?
The big shot drawing, yes.
Yes, thank you. 116.
All right, Cliff, you're in.
And I hope you get feeling better, Greg.
Yeah, it's, yeah, you know, after a while, because I'm not, I get injuries. I don't get sick.
Right,
this is the first time that I have actually had a fever. I don't have it now, but I did. Let's see, on Fox, Trump's approval ratings hits high ahead of midterm elections. Don't you find that amazing?
Yeah.
That is nothing short. First of all, I believe it's higher than 47%, because people who want to support the president have seen how others who support the president get treated. And I don't think, I think there's, some people are just afraid to be honest. Now, what percentage that is, I don't know. But the timing couldn't be better.
Now, my not getting sick streak broke last year when I got the flu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I started to sound like really evil on air. That's what happens when I get really sick. I get very misanthropic, like I want to kill everybody. I don't mean it, just to get attention, but, you know.
Yeah. Let's talk to Otis.
Sometimes you want to see the world burn.
Hey, good evening, guys. You know, Greg, you really don't sound that bad, brother. I can tell you're sick. And, you know, over the many years that I've listened to you up here, I don't think I've ever heard you sick on the radio.
Doesn't happen often. I have too much tar in my body to allow any serious...
I can relate to that. Yeah, I want to be a big shot, too, this week. But what I called you about, Greg, is about this caravan coming up. Is that thing going to hit before the election?
Well, I mean, the timing, I think, is such that they probably expect to get to the border, and the media's got the stories written and the headlines written about what a... Mm-hmm. But I think what they don't understand is most of the people in this country don't want invaders. We don't want open borders.
Certainly not.
The media has done a pretty good job of hiding the catastrophe that's been in Europe from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, what you have in Germany right now, you know what you got going on there? You've got the rise of Nazism again.
Because
they let the borders open, and there's, you know, nothing wrong with being a German nationalist. In other words, I want my country to be sovereign. Mm-hmm. I mean, German, not Nazi sovereignty. I'm talking about just being a German. And I would like the people that live here to love the country and live the way we do, embrace our customs and not compel us to live by theirs. But that's what they've been doing in every country they've been able to set up shop, from France to Germany to a number of Scandinavian countries.
Is this thing, I mean, obviously it's organized. Is it bought, paid for by a particular bunch?
Well, I would say almost all evil events have some connection to George Soros.
That's the name that popped into my mind too, Greg. Certainly is. Anyway, I just wanted to hear your take on it, brother. I hope you feel better, and throw me into the big shot crowd.
All right.
Got you in.
Yeah. How they've been unable to connect. I mean, there's a couple of countries where he's just not allowed in Europe. But he's basically built this enormous fortune on crashing economies in countries where he just knew how to manipulate his money. But most of what he's made has come at great cost to someone else. Trump may charge too much for a stay at one of his hotels, but, you know, other than hurting somebody a little bit in the pocketbook, he's not out to, he didn't build his wealth screwing other nations. And that's, and so much of what you see, where do you think these people come from? These protesters clawing at the Supreme Court doors, screaming in the galleries, risking arrest, knowing, hey, we got your butt covered. Don't worry about it. Just go with it. give us the best performance you can. Hey, if you get arrested and tossed into jail, we'll give you a bonus. I'm sure that that's part of it. And some of this will eventually come out. 411. You know, I'm actually, probably right now, I'm probably too beat to just go over and look at cars that Jack came from. And maybe you're feeling the same way. You don't have to.
You don't have to get up.
No, you don't have to leave your desk. Go to Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com, and take a look. Shop there because they have, now, they don't have all the pictures up on all the vehicles because it takes time to prep the cars. But the category of vehicles that I'm supposed to represent to you, those under 10, have some pretty amazing, I mean, when you look, these cars are all under 10. And now, superficially, of course, you want more than a car that has a great look to it. You want a car that's got a nice interior, but most importantly, you want a car like this 2013 Nissan Rogue, 9,900. I own a Rogue. I got it at Jack Ingram from Tip Tames. Mine's a more recent vintage, but I got to tell you, it's just an outstanding vehicle. In fact, you know what? This is a 2013. I kind of like the way they designed the back end on that model year. That's nice. It's a beautiful machine. And you, let's see, let's get a quote here. Oh, I got to do a little bit more with it. If you're interested in a second vehicle for the family, maybe you're in the carpool, or maybe you have a new driver, this is the place you want to shop because it's a place you can buy with confidence. And I can tell you this. I know a lot of folks who have been customers of Tip Tames over the year. And when everybody I know that's purchased at Jack Ingram's bought, they just rave about the service they received, the fact that it's handled so professionally. It's the most unused car shopping experience out there. So whether you need a sedan or you're looking at an even lower price type vehicle, let me see if they have anything in the vehicles under five. When they do, they don't stay in there very long. Come on. Cooperate here for me. All right, there's a Chevy Equinox. $3,800. Beautiful silver car. You can check that one out for $3,800. And again, it meets those criteria. Good vehicles, your beautiful body, nice interior, engine that is going to deliver reliable driving miles. That's all. What more could you ask from a place that puts their name only on the finest cars for resale? Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, and at jackingram.com. We have traffic, news, and weather. I'm not roll calling today. It would be substandard.
No, you shouldn't. That's not worthy of a roll call.
Not
you need to be
it.
100%.
Yeah. But we'll have some other crap.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. No big surprises out on the roadways this afternoon. Everything's looking pretty good. Nothing on the interstate systems or the boulevard. The 31s look really good. Taylor Road, Vaughn Road are all clear. Festival Plaza has a bright new look. Shop the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Alabama residents who are not registered to vote and want to in the upcoming election are running out of time to register. Today is the deadline to register to vote. Election day is 2 weeks away from Tuesday. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for that murder back in 2016. District Attorney Randall Houston announced that the case had been dismissed and that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. The University of Alabama says it's raised more than $225 million in gifts and pledges during the 2017-18 school year. That compares to about $120 million raised during the previous year. University President Stuart Bell says the money creates a strong foundation for growth and development. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday, another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gravification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Ah, Igor, don't you just love the sound of thunder?
No, no, Dr. Frankenstein. It's scary.
But I need a lightning bolt to bring the monster to life.
Actually, lightning is scary. A single strike within a mile of your home can send a tidal wave of voltage through the wires, burning out your computers, TVs, and GFCI plugs, even refrigerators and ovens.
Oh, drat! Missed us again!
But here's the good news. The trained technicians at Crosby Electric can install an economical whole house system to protect you from electrical surges caused by lightning, downed power lines, nearby factories, or just the recycling of your own appliances.
Igor, why am I not getting a surge?
Well, I have a pretty good hunch.
Why, yes, Igor. And a fine hunch it is.
Igor ordered whole house surge protection from Crosby Electric. So should you. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I said, I know I'm too old to go trick-or-treating. I said, I know I'm too old to go, but I want to, yes I do, well I want to. Hope I don't scare you.
Is getting excited about Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody!
can do it.
I'm going to go trick-or-treating on my own.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with people eating my face.
For the past three Halloweens, you've gone as Wonder Woman.
My father made me go trick-or-treating till my feet were numb.
It's Halloween.
Up at someone's house and say trick or treat, they'll give me a free piece of candy.
Well, that was just plain creepy.
If I don't end the night with a pillowcase full of candy, someone's gonna freaking pay.
This year I'm going Halloween caroling.
What about the Halloween party?
Give me that candy.
Halloween, baby. Yeah. Trick or treat.
I'll tell you, it's real scary to be a police officer on Halloween.
Please don't take my brain out.
It's Halloween. You gotta give the kids what they want.
Frankenstein's house of tooth decay is closed.
Hey, welcome to Happy Hour, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB. A somewhat subdued edition of the show today.
I think you're handling it well, though.
You know what I just did?
What?
During that break, well, we went down, we started a fresh pot of coffee.
Yeah, you kind of disappeared.
I jumped in the car, drove down to the mailbox.
Yeah.
And put my daughter's Halloween card in there.
Oh. Look at you. Still getting things done.
I still got to do that. Well, first of all, Halloween's her favorite holiday. She loves it. She and Ryan have another big party this year. And, you know, and every year I send her a card.
Yeah.
A little something in
it. No, that's awesome. You know, the same thing's happened to me again this year.
What?
It's like, I'm going to dress up for Halloween. And then I look at my bank account and I go, I can't afford anything. I mean, I could go buy some crap costume for 20-something bucks. But, like, I want to go all out. So I guess Joey's wearing a onesie again.
A onesie?
Yeah. I think I might go as, like, a dragon. Whoa, scary. I'm a dragon.
I do have.
Anybody want to train me?
I do have at home. It was given to me as a gift years ago. It's a one-piece pajama.
Yeah.
With the flap in the back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, like true, like long johns.
Yeah, basically. One piece, though.
Hmm.
Very interested to get in and
is
out.
Is it
of
red?
Yes.
Okay.
I was thinking maybe I'll wear that here.
Are the buttons Halloween. Like plastic or wood? Or
I don't know. I haven't sat on them yet.
Oh,
that would
I'll try out your pajamas if you don't want to wear them.
Maybe that'll be the first and last thing I'll do on TV on Halloween morning.
Yeah, that could go over well. I think you'd look good in a onesie.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I said, I know I'm too old to go trick-or-treating.
Yeah, I'm probably too old for that. So anyway, here we are at 425, doing things that we didn't expect to be doing. Hang on, I have to.
Yeah, but you're handling the surprises with grace and poise.
As opposed to.
And beauty.
Nancy Pelosi is delusional again, Joey.
Again?
Yeah, she, the confused, to say the least, and embattled House Minority Leader is now claiming that people tell her all the time to run for president. Yeah. At CNN's Citizen Forum, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said people ask her all the time why she hasn't made a run for president. When people ask if she would run for high office, Pelosi said people ask me all the time, why haven't you run for president? I love the legislative process. I really do. No, I'm not going to run for president. Because I don't want to be the first candidate to lose, you know, by like a 90-10 margin. And even the people in her own district would probably say, what are you thinking of? They know better. That ain't going to happen. Why are we talking about it anyway? We haven't gotten to this year's election yet. Let's get past that one.
Yeah, but those Democratic primary debates will begin before you know it in 2019.
Have you, you know, they're talking about voter enthusiasm.
Yeah.
Oh, they're out, I guess the Fox Cruz Beto debate is tonight in Houston. Mm-hmm. So Fox is out there. And Ted Cruz is going to wipe the floor with beat off O'Rourke. Let's be real honest here. O'Rourke has no chance. He has absolute, other than being able to rollerblade, he has nothing to sell. Not a damn thing. He's they're trying to make him into the next Kennedy.
Why? Because he's tall and somewhat, you know, passable.
Well, he's got a DUI.
Well, there you go.
That's a good start.
It's right, fits right into the Kennedy family. Yeah. Has he killed anybody?
Not yet.
Does he know old Blue Eyes?
Well, no.
Dean Martin?
No.
Sammy Davis?
No, you'd have to know the next generation.
Ever pilot a plane?
Let's go to Kirk.
You have many mistresses.
Kirk.
Hey, Greg.
Hi.
You know what you need to complete that onesie ensemble?
Huh?
You need a vest and a big furry hat.
A vest and a big furry
hat. Cousin Eddie?
Yeah, Lager. Hey? you know Lagers?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I know Joey needs to be a pirate. Hey, if this is my request is Tears of a Clown again for the Democrats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do I need to be a pirate?
I don't know.
I feel more like a lumberjack.
No, he was telling me to be a what?
I don't know. Like a logger?
Yeah, what, a logger in what?
I don't know. There's also, you never know these days.
The way to be a logger, you're talking about a logger.
Like
all
somebody
you need is
like
a flannel shirt and a roll of brawny paper towels to tuck under your arm.
Right, and you direct the logs downstream.
Here's a call.
Hey, it's the Master Thespian.
Hey, Fez. If I may call you that.
Okay.
You're on.
Oh, I'm on.
Yeah.
Well, hello there. And happy... right back at you. Two things. Number one, I do want to get put into the Bomb Howard Big Shot contest.
Yes.
For this week. Date of birth is March the 12th. And I saw something the other day. I know who you need to go as for Halloween. I know what costume you need to wear. Are you familiar with a television show called Boy Meets World?
Boy Meets World?
I remember it from my childhood, yes.
From the 1980s.
No. Mm-hmm.
There was an actor named William Daniels who played a character called Mr. Feeny.
Mr. Feeny!
I saw a picture, there was a meme on Facebook, and I was looking at it going, man, he looks awfully familiar. Who does he remind me of? And then it hit me.
Oh,
Greg
my.
Udell.
Oh,
my. With the mustache and the hair, all you need is to put on like a cardigan over a regular shirt, put some pins in your pocket, and you're Mr. Feeny.
Oh, this is glorious. Master Thespian, you're on to something.
Yeah. Pull up a picture and show it to Greg, and he will scream in delight.
Mr. Feeny. Mr. Yes. Feeny.
Because he looks just like him.
Greg's,
oh, my goodness.
Well, but Greg's better looking than this man.
I'll have to admit, Greg is better looking than William Daniels.
Yeah, Greg, I mean, if we're going to compare him to a celebrity, it's going to be brutal.
I've been struggling to stay on the right side of life this afternoon, and you just made that very difficult. Joey just showed me that picture.
I'm sorry. But I saw that. I was thought of Greg and went, what? He looks like him. So, anyway. Hey, if you're playing this, why don't you play that Real Men of Genius thing, the Haunted House actor. I like it when he says maniacal master thespian. Thank you.
Yes, I know. We always think of you when we play it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting it.
All right, well, I'm sorry you guys are feeling under the weather, but, you know, it's still entertaining, but just in different ways.
It'll run at the end of the break.
All right, here we go. Warhawk, welcome. See you later.
All right, and Bo Holt.
You don't actually look like Mr. Feeny.
Good afternoon.
No, you're much better looking. Hey, Bo.
Hey, that is so cool that Master Thespian just called in and talked about Greg being Mr. Feeny, because
not even an hour ago, I saw something, a video compilation of Mr. Feeney. Greg, he's the actor that played, did you ever see the movie The Graduate?
Well, yeah, a long time ago at the drive-in.
Oh, that's such a great movie. But the guy that played, I think William Daniels is what he said his name was. He played the Dustin Hoffman's character's dad in The Graduate. And Mr. Feeney was a very beloved character. And I guess the reason why Thespian thinks that is because he had the mustache and everything, but you're not as gray. Yeah, he's a great character. That was definitely a compliment to you.
I believe it. It's just that I'm not feeling it. That's the difference.
I love your reassurance, Bo. You're not as gray.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, well, no, you're not. You definitely have different dispositions, but right. You're both good guys.
Right.
With lots of wisdom to offer to the youth.
Right. So, of course.
Yeah, you got to pull from it from that angle, Greg.
Okay.
No, I mean, it is an honor, Bo, to bask in the warmth of his wisdom every day.
I think Greg...
stop it, Joey. Stop.
What?
Greg does not seem happy that, you know... I mean, I can tell from his voice that he's just kind of like, I don't want to hear this anymore, but it's definitely a compliment to you, if anything, Greg.
No, I sit at the feet of a master.
Yeah, Mr. Feeney was cool. Greg is cool. But yeah, that was just funny that he said that because I had just seen something about Feeney just, you know, not even an hour ago.
Greg's falling apart right now. His head is in his hand.
Poor Greg. Well, I hope you guys both get to feeling better. I just had to call in and chime in on Master Thespian's comment.
Thank you. Bo Holt.
Hey, take care, buddy. Hope you feel better.
Me too. I don't like saying that.
Yeah, it's kind of out of style these days.
You've been to Baumhauer's, right, and tried the Screaming Eagles?
Oh, yeah, they're good. That apple butter.
The yellow hand. Is that what?
There's apple butter going on with the Screaming Eagle, yeah. It's really, really good.
That would explain that sweet taste you get at first.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Baumhauer's is not doing this, but another pretend wing place is doing pumpkin spice wings.
Oh, God.
Yuck.
Gross. Pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah,
pumpkin donuts are fine. Pumpkin cake donuts are delicious. I don't want it in my coffee. Why on a wing? Why? Doesn't make any sense. Now, have you ever had pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, I used to. I'd carve a pumpkin for Janelle.
Yeah.
I take all the pumpkin brains.
This is what I would do with my mom. Yeah.
Pile them up on a cookie sheet, pull the wet stuff away, and just shred the seeds out of there. Rinse them and then bake them with a little salt.
And not too long. Doesn't take long at all.
No, no.
They're really good.
Mm-hmm. And they're, if I understand, they're good for you, too. 434, here's Bob.
Hey, I got the perfect costume for you. All you need is a pair of sunglasses and go as Bernie for Weekend at Bernie's.
Today would be the day. I could pull off.
I mean, he wouldn't have to do anything.
Yeah. I'd be perfect because I'm going to need to be carried out of here anyway today. So.
Yeah. There you go. Just sit there with a smirk on your face and just have a good time.
Bob gets the best call of the afternoon.
All right. All right. Y'all have a good one. Thanks. All right.
By the way, when you call us at 272-9228, don't forget to let us know you'd like to be a Baumhauer's Big Shot and win a party-sized tray of wings and a gallon of Red Diamond iced tea. Wednesday, we will be at Baumhauer's. I think it's Roz's birthday Wednesday. But she won't be there. She's got to work.
Damn.
But I may still have a cake and maybe I'll pass out pictures or something. So we'll have a party.
Now, you saying cake, I don't know, we don't have much time here, but is it a real thing when you quit tobacco that you want to eat sweets? I know people gain weight.
Everything when you want to quit tobacco, basically.
I've had a major sweet tooth.
There's a reason why many a time I've bumped into somebody I haven't seen for a while who I know used to smoke and said, hey, I quit smoking. And I look and I can tell because you're about 30 pounds heavier. than you used to be. That's the thing. So you're not smoking. You're not filling your lungs with that stuff. Right. You want to have cancer just from a nasty heart attack that all that extra weight you carry around will give you. You can't win with the stuff, man. You just cannot win.
Damn!
Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an awesome business that does amazing things for those who have caught the toughest break in life. Loss of mobility. Many of their clients have been our heroes coming back from combat who are facing long-term recovery or a period of readjustment in their lives while they work through their injuries and wounds. Sometimes that involves a life of limitation. But what Gulf States Mobility does is try to restore as many choices as possible to lives that have been affected that dramatically and help them to live the life with the most choices possible and the most self-empowering life possible. Because folks that face that challenge, they don't want anybody to feel sorry for them. They just want to do as much for themselves as they can. And that pretty much is their mission with each and every situation. There's no one-size-fits-all approach. Everybody has different requirements. Job one, to make the house safe and accessible. They do chair lifts for stairs and others, so somebody doesn't have to say, oh, we got to sell the house. On top of dealing with the trauma, to have to leave the house you love, it's just not right on so many levels. So Gulf States Mobility helps protect their clients from that happening. And to many who were told, well, you're going to have to depend on somebody to take you everywhere you want to go for the rest of your life, many of those situations have been turned around by the voice command technology vehicles they equip at Gulf States Mobility. They don't like to hear the word no or never at Gulf States. They like to hear the word possible. And that's what they work with. Things that are possible that were once thought impossible. Their number is 514-6590. They're at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. We have traffic and weather, and then we're back.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center, helping hunters be successful for over 35 years. No gimmicks, no magic seed, just sound planting practices that work with the products, supplies, and knowledge you need to get the big bucks. See them at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Careful over on Wears Ferry Road at Dalrata. There's been an accident called out there. It's minor, just a fender bender, no injuries mentioned. Everything else looking fairly decent as far as the interstate systems, the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and the 31s all looking good. Don't settle for less. Get the best at Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. You'll get great savings and find a great selection of vehicles. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Charges have been dropped against an Elmore County teen accused of killing his parents. Jesse Holton was arrested for that murder back in 2016. District Attorney Randall Houston announced that the case had been dismissed and that Holton pled guilty to another charge unrelated to the death of his parents. Alabama residents who are not registered to vote and want to in the upcoming election are running out of time to register. Today is the deadline to register to vote. Election day is 2 weeks away from Tuesday. The University of Alabama says it's raised more than $225 million in gifts and pledges during the 2017-18 school year. That compares to about $120 million raised during the previous year. University President Stuart Bell says the money creates a strong foundation for growth and development. That's a look at your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8. And on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning. One call does it all. Proudly serving the River Region. Call 334-669-6693. Alabama license number 17022. Alabama Heating and Air Conditioning.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's more great fall weather in our immediate future before more weather changes later in the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, chilly. Overnight low temperature drops to about 51, so not quite as cool as we were last night. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a nice day with a high temperature around 72. We'll be in the middle 50s tomorrow night. Mid-70s look good on Wednesday, another nice day with lots of sunshine and a decent chance of showers returning on Thursday. A Gulf Coast storm system will brush by the state by then. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
From the Fox Business Network. It's not just haunted houses giving people a fright this Halloween season. According to a new survey from Ally Financial, around two-thirds of Americans are scared about investing in the stock market. That's up from last year. The fear factor is highest among young Americans. Well, Monday's action on Wall Street not easing those fears. The Dow dropping 126 points and now is down three of the past four sessions. Also dropping, gas prices. The national average for regular unleaded off slightly over the weekend. A gallon now costing $2.85, still around 40 cents higher than last year. And it looks like MIT is first in its class. According to a new survey from WalletHub, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology is the top-ranked college in America. That's taking into account things like student-faculty ratio, graduation rate, and median entry-level salaries. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
How can a fully stocked restroom improve your image? How can serviced fire extinguishers or a first aid cabinet make your employees more prepared? How can comfortable work apparel make your business more productive? For over a million customers, the answer is simple. Cintas. Cintas delivers everything you need to open your doors with confidence. Because helping keep businesses well-equipped, clean, and looking their best, that's our business. Oh, I'm ready! Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
I'm here with Miss Dodd at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Have you heard the two big myths about long-term care planning? First, if you need a nursing home or are already in a nursing home, it's too late to protect your assets. Well, that's not true. Second, a power of attorney is accepted everywhere. That's also not true. We will discuss the truth about these myths at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st at the Archibald Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., so please join me, Attorney Saj Grubbs, along with local experts on aging that will be available to answer your questions, like how to choose a home health care provider or what to look for in an assisted living facility and how to make those transitions stress-free. Now, there's a $10 registration fee to cover lunch and materials. So come get your questions answered at the Successful Aging Boot Camp on November 1st by calling 649-4911. Seats are limited, so please RSVP at 649-4911.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
For Master Thespian.
This station presents
real American hero.
Real American hero.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Yes, you failed at community theater, dinner theater, and as an usher at the movie theater. But now, it's Halloween, and the local haunted house needs an actor
to play a monster of mediocrity.
Scaring the crap out of little kids is an art.
It's the part you were born to play, yeah.
So the next time you're accosted by a maniacal master thespian with a plastic axe reciting Shakespeare to screaming children, ignore your punch reflex and cheer on Mr. Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor, a real American hero.
Over-the-Top Haunted House Actor.
Hey, they want you for the lead in next year's Renaissance Fair. Congrats.
It is 4:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Can we get off politics for a second?
Oh, sure, please.
I want to share with you a Facebook message from Panama City from a guy who says, "Hey, all, I just now have a signal, not a great one," talking about a cell phone, "but I got a prepaid T-Mobile SIM card and can finally communicate a bit. I'm deployed here in Panama City for disaster response with my agency, and we took off with 2 hours' notice, and everyone here volunteered to go. I've been in various areas of Bay County while here, Panama City, Mexico Beach, Lynn Haven, and Panama City Beach. I've heard the word devastation used a lot, and it can't be fully appreciated until observed firsthand. There are areas here, like Mexico Beach, that are literally destroyed. The damage is unfathomable, and short of a nuclear weapon, we couldn't cause that much damage on purpose with military weaponry and bombing. The old 'we will rebuild' saying doesn't really apply here. Imagine if your entire town was wiped out, your home, your place of work, your kids' school, the places you shop, the places you like to eat, the things you saw every day, all gone. You can rebuild structures, but it's not the same places or memories. The people here are suffering greatly. They are shell-shocked, lost, depressed, scared, and uncertain about their future. I've seen the thousand-yard stares, the walking wounded, and those trying to make the best of things. Everyone here is just trying to get through to the next day. The conditions for the people here are absolutely abysmal, and even the most unscathed are having to adjust to this harsh existence. The ERs and hospitals are choked with the injured, and more keep coming. Fire and EMS are scarce as they're heavily tasked with rescue and recovery operations. When people get hurt, their options are limited, and we've had to bandage people up the best we can and give them medical supplies and medications that we brought for ourselves. Many of the roads are unpassable or treacherous at best. There are down trees, down power lines that are especially hard to see at night, and debris is everywhere. If their car punctures the tire or breaks down, there's no way to fix it. We've had to bring a city mechanic with us and extra parts and tires. The local police cars here are seemingly damaged. There are abandoned, broken cars everywhere, with many just left in the street. The passable roads are choked with traffic due to returning residents, refugees going out, and thousands of power trucks, tree service trucks, supply convoys, and first responder vehicles. We use emergency lights while driving everywhere in order to get where we're needed. Almost none of the roads here have working street lights. Many don't have working traffic signals, and few have intact street signs or stop signs. There are dead animals all over the roads of all types because of the chaos. There are numerous crashes happening with a recent heavy fog that has appeared. Several first responders have collided at intersections. There's a strict curfew from 7 to 7 that is being enforced so that convoys can get through and looting can be controlled. You follow the Mayor Daley system. You catch a looter, you shoot him on sight. Also, it's too dangerous to drive at night. Anyone caught without a legitimate purpose has been stopped, detained, and searched. Many critical sites and businesses are being guarded by either police or assault rifle-armed private security. Some small business owners are parking at their buildings at night. The power situation is uneven and sporadic, and the power linemen who are the unsung heroes here, have done a phenomenal job in restoring it. The magnitude of their task is incredible and encompasses several states. There are power workers from almost every state here working around the clock. The lines, the poles, junctions, transformers all have to be replaced and repaired. A lot of areas are dark, and the sound of generators can be heard everywhere. The water situation is bad. Even in areas with running water, it's not safe to drink yet. There are open sewage lines in many places, and in some places there have been sewage rivers. Man. Stores, businesses, restaurants that weren't damaged aren't open, or they are open for limited times. Pharmacies are open for a few hours, and the only restaurants open are the non-destroyed Waffle Houses. The Waffle Houses rocked, and they brought in food trucks to assist in helping to feed. Sam's Club is open, and they've just been giving away things to community. Target's been the same. Home Depot is open, and it's full of contractors and a lot every day, getting supplies to make repairs. Publix just opened after getting some supplies. The banks are closed. There are no non-essential stores open, and many businesses that are intact don't have employees to man them. Cell service is spotty and limited. There are mobile emergency hotspots set up all over, but those get overwhelmed and the speed drops. There's no cable service available at this time, so many can't watch TV. News is hard to get out. Tens of thousands of trees were felled, damaged, or splintered, and wood piles every corner, sidewalk, and road shoulder. It's bad. Isn't it interesting, though? Other than the first couple of days, they haven't really paid much attention to this area, have they?
Right.
Seems to me it was hit just as hard as those areas that were affected by Katrina. As far as thorough devastation. The question will be, and we won't know for a while, what are they going to do? What is their long-term plan there? Are they going to rebuild? Because ultimately, they have to learn the lesson from these storms. That putting Mexico Beach back where it was, right at the foot of the Gulf of Mexico, is just plain stupid. And those communities that escaped the bullet on this one need to give serious thought to building what they did in Galveston, that 17-foot wall, just in case there's another one. Because there's no point in putting it back when another event is just as likely. This damage here, the pictures I've seen, remind me of Andrew. Andrew had 175-mile-an-hour winds and gusts that were close to 200, and probably had a lot of tornadoes that were spinning up as the storm roared through, which made it even worse, because the damage in many places does look tornadic. But you don't hear the media. You know, they're not, how come you haven't made a speech there, Trump? He's been there. Just interesting how they pick and choose. Maybe they're actually doing a good job. Under the circumstances, it sounds to me, this was not a letter of complaint.
No, just how tough it is.
Yeah. I mean, they're basically building from the ground up. God.
In tight time.
Look at that. That's
some just, people relocate forever. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I know here in Montgomery who say, where are you from? New Orleans. And it's like Katrina.
Yeah.
And they just relocate forever. They don't go back. So I think a lot of people in that area will relocate and not go back.
We had a similar situation in Florida, not from Andrew, but from the Northridge earthquake in California.
Hmm.
A year or two after that, I bumped into a lot of people who got the hell out of California, even though they loved it. They said, I'm never going through that again. But it's hard to hide, because these kind of things can happen almost anywhere. Are you ever in a place where, the biggest fault line, the most potentially deadly earthquake, is not far from here. It's the New Madrid Fault that runs along the Mississippi. And if that thing erupted like it did in the early 19th century, I mean, that thing blew sand geysers out of the ground. Fountains of sand coming from deep underneath the surface of the earth because it was such a violent thing. It would probably could have catastrophic consequences to the extent that it could knock the bridges out. They've been reinforcing those. The bridges across the Mississippi from Memphis and to St. Louis, they have been reinforcing those, expecting that type of an earthquake at some point. But you never hear about it. Or the one in Charleston, I believe in the 18th century, that rang church bells in Boston. So almost anywhere you go in this country, some type of thing can cause you a problem. Here, tornadoes. Anybody want to go through April 27th, 2011 again? I doubt it, but it's possible. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, we urge you to give thought to getting yourself a Clark's Club membership and protecting the comfort of you and your family and keeping your costs down. Watch my electric bills, thanks to Clark's, catching an area where we were running very inefficiently. We're almost at $500. That was $100 higher than a year ago for the same time period. So I called them out, and they found that there had been some type of sludgy development in the AC that was causing it to work harder than it needed to. Next month's bill was down $80. Now it's down $180 from where it was. And that's through the hot weather into September. So it can make a big difference having people that can not only make sure your system doesn't die on you and have to be replaced by a problem that could have been easily avoided with good maintenance. They're there to help you run an energy-efficient, comfortable home. With the weather changes coming, I know a lot of people popped on their heat. We did it here today for the first time. You could tell it stunk.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a Clark's Club membership here. This radio station would have been nice, but you could smell it all over the building. They help you avoid that kind of thing. And when it comes to plumbers, they ain't nobody better. So they hire the best people, they background check them thoroughly and drug test them on an ongoing basis, so there's never any doubt about the caliber of people that are going into your home. So call them at 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Rich, can you give us a good word about our friends over at Montgomery Eye?
Great.
Okay.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices.